Hotmail.com.
Over most of the country, except here in Tucson, Arizona. It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fra, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm going to dedicate this show to facts about gardening, and want to let you know that you are welcome to call in with a question during this broadcast. In fact, I haven't heard from you in a while, so any of you that are listening out there, this is a great time just to call in and say hello and let me know about your garden, what's going on in your neck of the woods. And here's the number to call. It's 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And when you call in during this hour, during our live broadcast, you're going to receive a free $25 Arbico Organics gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of our natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, and pet. If you're listening to a rebroadcast and have a question you'd like to have answered, you can always send me an email at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady, D-R-B-U-G-L-A-D-Y at arbico.com, A-R-B-I-C-O.com. You're always welcome to call Arbico Organics during our business hours, and one of our specialists will be glad to help you out. The phone number there, it's an easy one to remember. It's 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. Be sure to go online and order one of our free Arbico Organics catalogs. Check out the Arbico Organics Facebook page, and we love it when you like us, and you can always follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter, Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. So we're going to talk a little bit today about winter gardening and also prepping for the spring. And, winter gardening is, of course, depending on where you live and how you're gardening, it can be year-round. We know of many urban farmers up in Maine, for example, who have hoop houses, and they grow year-round, and they sell their produce right there at the farmers' markets. And so it really depends on where you're at and what you're doing to protect your garden and small farm, maybe, from the cold. So a lot of people kind of shut things down in the wintertime. Some people use cold frames. I have a best friend in New Jersey who uses cold frames in the wintertime, and that's basically where you make a box, and generally people put it up against their home, and it has glass on top, and the plants go into it, and so they're protected like a mini greenhouse. There are lots of little greenhouses that are available on the marketplace too. In fact, we are now selling them at Arbico Organics. So, I think it's a great thing to do. Start off on a very small level, and, you know, eventually you can work yourself to a much larger greenhouse. It's really a lot of fun, and you can grow year round, of course, and in particular in the wintertime. And for those of you who have landscape that is not native to your area, and you like to have it out around in out of doors, however, you know it's going to freeze if you leave it outside, that's a great place to put that those types of plants that are not cold tolerant for the place where you live. And then, of course, we have row covers, and that's what we actually use here in Arizona, because we do get a few days that are freezing, and so the floating row covers are wonderful. They're made of Rime, and they allow the cold to not kill the plants, and they allow the sunlight in, so you don't have to take them off every day. That is really the best, and they come in different sizes. We sell a type that it's just amazing. They actually are big bags, great big sacks, and so what I love about it is that those great big sacks go right over your plants outside, and we have a few plants, for example, bougainvillea, that just can't make it here, believe it or not. We're at an elevation here in Tucson that does not allow us to have plants like bougainvillea, where I'm located, and citrus. So you really have to cover those guys up, otherwise they just don't make it when it gets really cold. And it does on occasion get really cold. Here in Tucson, of course, we're like in a bowl, and we're the outside of the bowl is our mountains, and our mountains are about 10,000 feet high. Where I live is on the other side, the north side, and in a little town called Catalina. So it's just right outside of Tucson, and my address is still Tucson, though. So my elevation, though, is about, I want to say, 3,000 feet in altitude. So, of course, you can understand that at that altitude, of course, it actually can get pretty darn cold. And our mountains have snow on them, even though it's going to be 70 degrees today. So it's pretty spectacular. That's why so many people like to come down here and why it's such a great place to garden. So anyway, winter is definitely upon all of us. And for us here in Tucson, this is some of our very best gardening weather because it's perfect for cold crops. You can grow all kinds of wonderful lettuces and cabbages and broccoli and cauliflower. And oh, my gosh, it's just the perfect time of the year. And they are so tasty. It's just impressive. So for those of you, though, that are in areas where it is too cold to grow outside and you don't have the other resources, I think it's a wonderful thing to grow indoors. You know, container planting is definitely the way to go, and it's so easy to grow. All you need is a sunny window, and, you know, things will grow in there. And, I mean, you're talking herbs. You can grow all kinds of lettuce right now and spinach and, you know, everything for the salad bowl pretty much. I mean, I don't think this, you probably are going to grow tomatoes indoors, but you certainly could give it a whirl if you have enough sun. They will thrive. And interestingly enough, tomatoes are actually, are a perennial. So a lot of us put them to bed not realizing that if with a little care, they will come back year after year. Same thing for peppers. Those two guys are related, and certainly we here in Arizona, we coddle them a little bit. Actually, what bothers them more is just that horrible heat that we have. And so if they can make it through the heat, they can make it through anything. So it's we have to take care of them during those times. And they will come back, though. It's very nice to see. So container gardening is something that we've talked a lot about here on the Easy Organic Gardener. And I think that for those of you who are listening, you know, all it takes is you don't need a whole lot, you know, any kind of pot that has a drainage system, and it could be a plastic bucket. You know, if there are even plastic bags that you can grow in, but again, it might get a little messy indoors. You know, I like the idea of just getting a nice terracotta pot, and, you know, people, you can go to a flea market and they have them there for absolutely nothing, and of course you can go to the hardware store, and they don't cost that much. So any kind of container that has drainage, ideally. And then we're talking about compost. If you have compost, that's great. If you don't, go get some potting soil. And then your seeds. Right now, you can even order seedlings. There are actually places where you can get the little plants all ready to go. There's not a whole lot of variety available. However, it's still something that you can do if you don't want to mess with the seeds. Just the thought of growing something that you can harvest from indoors during the winter time is just a really nice thing to do. And I have herbs growing in my house. I have, well, my avocado orchard, which is really just two avocados. I call it my orchard. Soon to be planted. They're actually a little too lanky. However, we'll figure that out later on. Anyway, but the idea is, you know, just a little water, a little love, potting soil, and, of course, I always recommend our healthy soil recipe, which is a really good organic fertilizer, enzymes, and probiotics. And when we come back after the break, we'll talk a little bit about the healthy soil recipe and why that's so important for everybody, not just for plants, for people too. And I think you're going to like what we're going to talk about. So for those of you listening, get your questions together. Come on, I want to hear from you. 877-300-7645. I want to give away that free $25 gift certificate. So give me a call. We're coming right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. I'm just having a day of talk about gardening in general, and I wanted to make sure that everybody knows the number to call in. If you have a question, you just want to say hello, hello, you can give me a call. I'm at 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And when you call in, you're going to get a free $25 Arbico Organics gift certificate. that you can use to purchase any of our natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, and pet. And by the way, our website is www.arbico-organics.com. arbico-organics.com. And when you go visit our website, be sure to order one of our free catalogs. I mentioned it before. We have a gorgeous catalog right now that is just full of everything you could possibly want, particularly this time of year, because there's so many products that have to do with the winter. And, you know, I was talking before the show about, not before the show, before the break, about all the different things that people can do to take care of their plants. And I was mentioning our frost protection, which is the Agribon row covers. And they are spectacular. That's something that we've used for many years. And then these, what we call the Harvest Guard protective covers. And these are the ones that, same type of material, they come out of the bag and they are big bags themselves. And so they're so easy to put right over your plants that you need to protect from the freezing cold winter, which we need. We have to have the cold in order to have all the warm too. And so there's everything perfect about nature, and that there's this balance that happens from winter to summer, spring to fall. And what we're going to talk about was our healthy soil recipe. And one of the things that we've talked about before on the show is that how much people are like plants. I mean, we actually look about the same until there's like a little nudge in the DNA. We become a people, and the other's very similar looking organism, of course, becomes a plant. And so I always use people and plants, because what the advice for plants is the same advice for people. And when we talk about plants like people really need very healthy food. And so a lot of people complain about, oh, it might maybe more expensive at the grocery store. It's not more expensive when you grow it, that's for sure. Growing an organic tomato, an organic eggplant, an organic artichoke, beet, squash, whatever it is, doesn't cost any more to grow an organic one than it does to grow a non-organic. And so growing organically means that we're growing without the use of synthetics. So we're not using petroleum-based products, such as insecticides, fungicides, herbicides, and miticides, and nematicides. And more people use nematicides, which is these are deadly, deadly poisons that go into the ground to kill pest nematodes in the ground. When all they need to do is restore the life in the soil, and the nematodes naturally go away. So the idea of people and plants being similar is that, again, plants, like people, need a really good food source. In addition to that, people must have enzymes. Enzymes are what happens, which are naturally found in food, but when we cook the food, we get rid of the enzymes. And so we need those enzymes to help with absorption. And so enzymes, we create them in our saliva and, of course, in the food that we eat. And so as we get older, of course, we want to pay particular attention to making sure that we have a good amount of raw food. And if we're having difficulty with digestion, be sure we take enzymes. So we need good food, good organic food, we need enzymes. And then, most important, we need probiotics. Those are the little good guy bacteria, the good guys that live in our gut, and they are the ones that break down organic matter in our gut so that we can absorb our nutrition in our small intestine into the bloodstream. And so those, it's interesting, because the probiotics, the very same ones that break down food in our gut, are the absolute same ones that break down organic matter in the soil that then become ultimately what we call humus, and humus is plants' food. And so you see the similarities. Our healthy soil recipe provides all of that. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful fertilizer. It's a liquid fertilizer that we provide, because liquid is a little bit easier to manage. You know, a capful it's like you make a cocktail. And so you've got your watering can, and you take a capful of the liquid fertilizer, and then we add in a capful of the enzymes, and then we add in a capful of the probiotics, stir, and we go out and water our plants. And that is really all that's necessary to keep those plants so healthy and so happy. If you use that recipe, I doubt very seriously you're ever going to have an insect issue. And when people call us with insect issues, and of course they do it constantly, because that's what we're known for. We're known for handling bugs, you know, pest insects. We got our start, as many of you may remember, growing insects or rearing insects. We have an actual insectary on about 10 acres, as I mentioned earlier in the show, outside of Tucson, and an insectary. It's a laboratory for rearing insects, an insectary. And we got our start rearing a little tiny insect that we call a fly eliminator. That's its marketing name. Its real name, though, is a fly parasite or fly parasitoid. It's a little teeny tiny itty bitty insect. It looks about the size of a gnat. And what it does is it parasitizes the pupal stage of fly pupa. So wherever you have a fly issue, for example, if you have dogs, or if you have horses, or if you have cattle or livestock of any type, or any place where you might have decomposing organic material where flies are laying their eggs, and those eggs then developing into larvae, which we call maggots, and then ultimately becoming a pupa, those are the that is actually the only way that these little guys can reproduce, is by the female laying her eggs within that pupa. And once those eggs are laid in there, those eggs begin to develop into larvae within the pupa of the fly. And those little larvae, as they develop, they feed on that developing fetal fly that's encased in that pupa. And that is how the little parasites kill the fly, preempting it from ever developing into a nasty, irritating, annoying fly. So, not that I dislike flies. I just dislike the ones that, you know, dive bomb you when you're, wanting to be quiet and peaceful, and and biting flies too. You know, if they just stay away, that's okay with me. It seems like, you know, those flies that we want to eliminate are the ones that, you know, will not get away and will not stop annoying you. So anyway, these little guys are how we got our start. And so when it comes to biological pest control, this is our this is really where we stand out, and how we have bridged the information from universities to the public. So we're going to take another break. If you're listening, I'd love to hear from you. I'm happy to answer any question. If you have a question about fleas and ticks, you want to talk about aphids, you want to talk about ladybugs bombarding your home, anything that has to do with gardening, here's the number to call. 877-300-7645. I'm coming right back after the break.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and you are listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. The Easy Organic Gardener was named after, by my father-in-law, my dearly departed father-in-law, Fritz, and he liked the idea that gardening should be easy. And I loved that idea, and I said, well, that's what we're going to call that. That's what we're going to call the show, Dad. And gosh, I guess that was about 10 years ago or more, because Dad's been gone about 10 years. So I just was thinking about him during the break and thought I would mention it. So, I think I have a caller. I do. Wonderful. And let's see, who am I talking to today?
Good morning. My name is Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Well, good. Some of my neighbors have put in greenhouses. They're 12 by 10. I live between Tucson and Phoenix, Arizona. And I thought, before I jump into this, I would like to grow vegetables for the family. And, we've done some gardening before in the past around the house, some raised bed gardens. But it's been so nice this winter that I thought, gee, if I went ahead and got a greenhouse going, I wanted to know a little bit about things that you might know about, or, you know, what sort of pests might, if I'm growing cabbage and tomatoes and, just the regular garden vegetables, what should I be aware of? What goes into a greenhouse when you don't want it?
That's a really good question, and I'm so glad to hear from you. And again, this is a great time of the year to be thinking about greenhouse growing. And so I guess your question is, what kinds of pests do we get in greenhouses? And what happens with greenhouses is that they become the perfect environment for growing pests. First of all, what we were talking about before the break was how important it is that you have a good fertility system, that you're always feeding your plants, giving them appropriate water, good organic fertilizer, and the amendments that we talked about, such as our enzymes and our probiotics, which is the foundation. That's the foundation for health. And the healthier we can maintain our plants, the obviously the less susceptible they're going to be for attacks from insects or even diseases. And so the thing about greenhouses during this time of the year, or any time of the year, is that they tend to be very humid and they tend to be warm. And so, in particularly in Arizona, they can get quite warm during the daytime. And so if our plants are weak and not able to ward off insect pest attacks, then we open the door for all kinds of pests. And in particular, what you start to see for this time of the year, what I've noticed are white flies. You see a lot of white flies, and white flies love a humid, hot climate. And so this is something that you want to be on the lookout for. What I recommend people do, Rick, is if you have any growing situation, we look at growing from an ecosystem pest management point of view. And,
let me write that down.
Ecosystem pest management. And that's sort of a term that I coined a long time ago. And what I you asked me a question about bugs, and I sort of circumvented around. I haven't really got to the answer yet, because we look at growing from a holistic standpoint, meaning that we don't just address the insects, but we want to look at why our plants are unhealthy in the first place to have attracted an insect infestation, and what can we do to ward them off before they even get in there and bother your plants that are in your greenhouse. So what we recommend is, whether it's indoor or outdoor gardening, we suggest using sticky traps. They're very inexpensive, and they're yellow in color generally, and they're sticky on two sides, and you open them up. They're sort of stuck together. You open up this trap, and they're not very big. They're about on each side about 4 by 7 inches, and there's a grid, and so you put those traps in strategic locations throughout your greenhouse. I mean, if it's just a little tiny greenhouse, maybe you only need 2. If it's one that you can actually walk into, then, you might need 4 or 5, but they're very, very inexpensive. And basically, that's your first line of defense. You're going to want to watch those traps to make sure that there are no infestations. And as I said, I generally see, for this time of the year, white flies. White flies, you can also see mites. If you're in an area where it's very dry and that greenhouse gets hot, then you might see mite infestations. And mites you don't normally pick up on a sticky trap, so you want to kind of be watching your leaves. If you see that the leaves look like they are you've taken sandpaper and kind of sanded them away a little bit, you're going to see that might be an infestation of mites. Sometimes it's aphids. Tell me what you think you might have.
Well, what do white flies look like? How do I know if I have white flies?
White flies are little teeny tiny insects. I mean, they're like the size of, I want to say, back to the gnat example, they are white, and they kind of hop, and they look sort of like you can see them on a plant. They almost look like you have like a white fuzz when you have a really serious infestation. And but the best way to see whether you have them or not, of course, is to use a trap, because they'll go right to that yellow trap. That yellow color is like, it looks like pollen and flowers, and so they're going to be attracted to the flower. That's what they want to suck on. They will suck the life out of your plants too.
When you walk into my neighbor's greenhouse, I've noticed some of his I guess he's got some melon plants and stuff, And when you shake the leaves, you see all these little flies, white things flying away. Are those white flies?
That's correct. That's exactly good. And that's another way to find out when you shake the leaves. Yeah, they're very tiny. And first line of defense would be let's treat the symptom. And second line of defense would be let's strengthen the plants. And so first line of defense, of course, we're already trapping. So you're trapping the adults, and those are the ones that are causing the damage. And along with that, we recommend using a beneficial insect known as a whitefly parasite. And for greenhouses in particular, it has a nice name called Incarcia formosa. And what it is a little tiny wasp. It's in the wasp family, and it parasitizes the pupal stage of whiteflies. And so it has a little stinger. Of course, they're not harmful to people or to plants or to pets. They are species-specific, which means, like our fly parasites, these little guys require the pupa of a whitefly in order to reproduce. So the little tiny whitefly parasite finds a pupa and the female lays her egg inside of that. And as that egg develops into a larvae, it feeds on that developing pupa. And then eventually from that pupa, an adult will hatch out, and it will then go ahead and continue to parasitize more whitefly pupa until the cycle is broken.
Great. Now, my neighbor, I've seen him release ladybugs. He's got a multitude of different plants. And, again, he's got about the same size I'm thinking of, a 12-foot by 10-foot greenhouse where you can walk into it. And it's got a door. And it puts a little heater in there at night. And then he has grow lights, too. But he releases ladybugs about every 2 weeks in here. What's your opinion of that?
Well, that's a great idea, because ladybugs are generalist. And so depending on the infestation, it's always, you can always use ladybugs. Pretty much they'll eat aphids, mites, thrips, and whiteflies. That's a great line of defense where you begin on a programmatic basis to release those ladybugs. They will go ahead and seek out the whiteflies and take care of them as well. We're going to have to take a quick break, and I know we have another caller, so please hang on. We're coming right back. And give us a call. We're at 877-300-7645. Don't go away, because we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and we're talking about the basics of gardening, and I have a caller right now, so I'm going to ask Helen from Michigan to join me. Hi, Helen. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Sherry. Good to talk to you.
The same. Thank you for calling in. My goodness. You are in cold country there, no?
Oh, yes. And I was just looking at some of the shrubbery outside the house, which is very old. You know, that kind of 1950s green shrubbery that gets very rangy and then starts leaning, and you can't really trim it because you just get dead branches. I'm thinking that I might be in the market to replace it with something. And I wondered what you would suggest. I'm new homeowner, so I don't really know what one would do.
That's a really good question, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I actually have one of those shrubs in even here in Tucson, and it's not native, although it can the thing that's nice about evergreens is that they can withstand a lot of cold and they can withstand a lot of heat. However, they do get that look where they're they just are not really pleasant to look at. And
even the question is it something one should replace, or is there anything one can do? Do they have a kind of lifespan?
Well,
you know, we talk about old houses; they've been there for maybe 50 years.
Yes, and you're right. We all know what you're talking about. They look very, they just look unhealthy. They've got, they're just real branchy looking, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, here's the thing. What we do is we have worked with pruning. There's an art to pruning, so that you prune back and the new growth comes in, and so it replaces all that old woody, it's sort of gnarly looking, and that can be remedied with pruning so that it brings it back to where it looks pretty again and soft instead of gnarly like we were talking about. And that's what we have done with our tree. It's actually a bush is how it looks for us, and then we went in and we pruned it very carefully so that you do get the new growth, and it takes on that soft look again. So it is workable. And so when it's been there for a long long time and no one's taking care of it, and all they've done is come in and, you know, just kind of hack it to keep it from just...
Or you just trim the top. You know, you can only go so far, just trim
right,
the top down.
Right, exactly, because that's not the way to...
You need to get right inside there.
Exactly, exactly. So that you, okay, you cull out the woodier parts, the parts that don't have the, you know, the actual
the green
on it any longer. And, you know,
right,
I mean, there's a lot to be said about that particular plant, though. You know, boy, talk about hardy.
Yeah. Well, they last. They just don't look pretty anymore. So that's a good thought. I quite like the plants. So as you see, they're hardy. They don't require a lot of, you know, maintenance, as a general rule. So
right,
I revitalize them with a good, I'll get somebody in who knows what they're doing and prune it properly.
That would be the, you know, if you want to save it, and, you know, again, taking the consideration that it's a nice habitat for all sorts of other life, that, you know, I'm not big on yanking anything out. If it's, you know, but however, I am big on, you know, curb appeal. You want it to, you want to walk up to your home and go, wow, I love it. You want to feel happy. And it's versus, oh my God, what an eyesore, you know. So I know exactly the, you know, what you're going through, because I had the same situation myself.
You can have a Victorian house, but not the Victorian age plants.
Right, exactly. The other option would be then to, you know, pay a visit to your local nursery, whichever one is the, you know, kind of the top one in, mm-hmm, in your area, and find some shrubbery that, if you want to replace it, that is, in my opinion, if you can find something that's native, so that it survives the winters, it flowers, something that's, that's pretty like that, and not hard to maintain, because that's the bottom line, you know. I mean, unless you have all the time in the world, you know, you want stuff, at least the way I like it, I like things to be growing, and I don't have to be dealing with them all the time. We have so much to deal with in a lifetime, you know. You just want it. You want to do its own thing.
Time with that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't sound like you have it's not a fertility issue. It's just really that they're old, and they need
some revitalization, either revitalization or replacement. But I'll talk to somebody about getting them pruned, and we'll see if that makes a difference.
It should. It really should. And when they prune them back, they do look a little stark. So you want to be aware of that, because when we did ours, it looked like we just gone in and done a hack job on it. But it really came back very nice and you know, soft. It's that soft.
You can do a lot more trimming or pruning, I have found, than you think. I used to be very careful and very cautious, and you can be overly cautious. You really have to be pretty aggressive in your pruning.
Right, exactly. So this is one of those things where you're almost going to go in and make a topiary, if you will, but not, you know, you're not going to have animals there, or, you know, whatever the shape. We're not talking about the shape so much, but that's how they, you know, when you think about topiaries and you see how pretty and soft they are, that's because they've gone and really done a lot of pruning. And so, you know, to me, it sounds like it kind of would be a fun task to take on, just to see what would happen. And then there's, like I said, second line of defense would be plant something that's native to the area that, you know, works fine in your climate and doesn't require a whole lot of work.
Is there something you have off the top of your head that you could recommend for this?
There are so many choices for you that it's, you know, I would go and kind of look at what you think works for you, but there really are many, many choices. And the other thing is to replace with another type of deciduous evergreen. That's another thought that, you know, pull out the old, put in a new, although I think you can recuperate it. And I'm so glad you called. Any other questions you have while I've got you here?
Oh, not at the moment. No, I can't think of anything until the snow disappears and we start thinking about what's coming up or what should be coming up. You know, I haven't got any questions at the moment.
That's a good thing.
I'm just seeing the snow weight on those branches and looking at them and thinking, this looks really pitiful.
I know, I know. Trust me, I've been there. They can be recuperated, and yeah. I'm going more for the recuperation. And but I think you know, it's something that needs to be addressed.
Right, and I think you're right, and that's the road I'm going to go. So I appreciate your help, Sherry. Thanks very much.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. Make sure you give your information to my engineer, Tom, who's a sweetheart, and so that we can make sure you get your gift certificate, okay?
Oh, I'll get that from him. Thank you very much.
All right, my dear. Thank you. Thank you so much. And that was really a great question. I love these questions because they're, you know, the whole idea is to make things easy. We were talking about that earlier, EASY, and that actually turned out to be a great acronym for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours, and EASY. So, and that's how we feel about everything. You know, we want people to have an easy experience with growing. It's so fun. I mean, even if you just grow some herbs, it makes you happy to see something growing in your home and in your garden. And you don't have to start off big. Start small. I mean, just a 3x4 or a 2x3 plot is all you need. Of course, I know for those of you who are up in the winter areas freezing like Helen there, well, you know, you're rolling your eyes. Before you know it, though, it will be here. And so we're just so glad to help anybody out. And like I said earlier, that's why we have a wonderful staff, amazing staff at the Arbico Organics headquarters in Tucson. And you're welcome to call in anytime to 800-SOS-BUGS and ask a question. They're there to help. You know, you don't have to buy anything. But they will certainly help you decide what your issue is, particularly if you have a pest issue. You can just send us in a sample. Don't send it in a plastic bag, because by the time we get it, it'll be mush. You can send it in a little jar, like a pill bottle, something of that nature, and we can look at it and tell you exactly what you have and how to remedy it. And we do soil analysis. You know, we help people all over the world get off of chemicals, get off the pesticide treadmill, and have a more safer and healthier and more delicious way of growing. So it's really been a pleasure to speak with you today, and we'll be back next week with a wonderful guest. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Go out and let everybody know about what Easy Organic Gardening is all about, and go ahead and make it a great Easy Organic Gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.